Welcome to your daily devotional for November 28th. But you have come to Mount Zion. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22 through 24. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. That's Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22 through 24. This passage will be fulfilled prophetically when all of the redeemed enter into and enjoy the eternal state with God. We find this in Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 and 2. If you are a Christian person today, you really have something to look forward to. But if not, it is not too late to sign up and get your name registered in heaven. Notice the language in which the writer of Hebrews uses the past tense, but you have come. If you have faith in God through Jesus Christ the Savior, then you are certain to be there. Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, has offered himself as a sacrifice to satisfy the wrath of God, the judge of all sins, past, present, and future. Consider that the General Assembly will be there. This is not the legislative body of the state of Rhode Island, although I hope many of them will be there as redeemed folks. Rather, there will be a perfect reunification with believing loved ones who have passed, a festal gathering the likes of which has never been seen on the earth. This is the city of the living God. No sin will be there, for we shall dwell in heaven as just men made perfect by the blood of sprinkling accomplished at the cross and at the heavenly tabernacle, as recorded in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 through 15. Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 and 4 reads, "He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away." Friend, many of us, if we'd be real honest about it, are getting sick and tired of being sick and tired. As Christians, we find our joy in serving the Lord and enjoying his blessings, but we look forward to greater things which God has in store for our future. Citizenry in the place without sin, disease, and earthly troubles. Be encouraged today, Christian friend. Serve God well today and maintain a heavenly and eternal perspective.